Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Start out the show with a burger shout out to the Rack House Kitchen Wine Whiskey. I was recording a bunch of stuff and everyone else went to lunch but me, and I'm hungry, and I came out and there were like 10 Rack House burgers and gourmet fries, and I've been making friends with burgers.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. I had a burger for lunch today at a place downtown. It's pretty good. So then when I hear there's burgers at work, I'm not going to have one. But I took a bite. I ended up eating like 3/4 of one.
It's really good.
Yum.
I don't know what they do. Some kind of witchcraft.
And the potato wedges were crazy, too.
They are having this big 5-course dinner at Lucky Dog Farm this Saturday, the 18th. And just everyone's involved with it. And Chef Philip and Josh, the sommelier, and they're matching everything. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a gorgeous day. So to get reservations, 636-244-0574 or therackhousekww.com. Just insist on a burger.
Yeah, you weren't kidding. You had told me their food was so good.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
We were trying to describe the sauce that was on those burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it was something like a caramelized onion reduction.
Is that accurate? So.
I have no idea. Those are just words.
They should call it the Wiggins burger.
It was great, though.
I was passing them out, making friends, gave my friend Paul Cook a burger. It went in to Trish, who we just... all in love with Trish. She's so great. And I go into 102 and I obviously have a burger and fries, and I even open up the styrofoam container, and she looks at it and she takes it in her hands, and I start to walk out and she goes, "Can I eat this?" And I'm like, "What? How are we disconnecting here? Like, what part of hamburger are you not getting?"
It's like when they give you an egg in high school and it's like, this is your baby.
Right.
It has to survive until tomorrow. That's what you were doing with
Gazelle,
that burger.
I want you to bring this back.
Untouched.
She's so weird. I just love her. She's so weird. She's like...
She's cool. She's going to play Password with us tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Not Pyramid?
I get those mixed up. I'm sorry. We're playing Pyramid. I always call it Password.
They're so different.
Well, they're pretty similar games.
So much more excitement to Pyramid.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. I just keep calling it Password.
Maybe she'll still have that burger.
Hope so.
I got to tell you something. We took a flyer yesterday. We had a guest booked for Paranormal, and I wasn't super in love with it. So I said, you know what? Let's blow out the guest, and let's just turn it over to the listeners. And wow.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Last night I went home. Nick and I were out in the gazebo watching the Blues. Nick's always, you know, "Hey, how's the show?" I'm like, "Dude." And you know, at first he's pretending to care because he's my son. And I said, "We took a bunch of phone calls on Paranormal." And he's like, "Oh, anything good?" And I started telling him, and it for real freaked him out. Like Angela, who was possessed when she was 13.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't stop thinking about that all night.
And Grandma bit me.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma lives in the corner of the room. Look at her teeth. Nick was like, "Stop talking."
Yeah, that's some freaky stuff. I love listening to, basically that's just like campfire radio. That's just sitting around the campfire. Oh, listen what happened to me once though. And you know these people aren't, I mean for the most part, you're hanging out with your buddies. You know they're not going to lie to you. They're hanging out with you and they're like, "I haven't really told anybody this," but, and you're like, "Wow, why did it take us sitting around the campfire for you to tell me that story?"
And here's the thing, like even if everyone who called yesterday made it up, good stories. Well done.
Man, those are tough to make up.
Grandma
though.
Bit me. That's, you got me on that.
Especially Angie, the way she told the story and with the conviction that she had,
I don't think
that was made up.
That's what I mean. When somebody tells you with that level of detail and here's how old I was, here's what was going on, here's how it's affected my life. Yes, you could make that up, but man, it's tough. It's tough to do that.
I woke up around 1 o'clock last night and thought of that and had to turn the lamp on. I just could not think about it, especially when she said, "Yeah, I felt someone sit on the bed." I'm like, "Nah." I just kept worrying that was going to happen
all night
long.
The scariest part to me was when she looked in the mirror and saw like a demon.
Yeah, let's not talk about it, actually. Okay.
You can podcast that, right?
Yep.
We broke another 100,000 for last month.
I know, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty damn cool, man.
Thank you to everybody who downloads the podcast. I always say, I mean, obviously we love people who listen live, but the podcasters just warm my heart because you're going out of your way to consume the entire show. It's so cool.
And we were, for some reason, the podcast machine was down for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably would have been more like
500,000 probably.
Yeah, maybe a couple million.
There is something interesting about that. That's two very different people who are listening to the show. Because a person that's listening right now might hear maybe 20 minutes because you're in the car for your commute, which is totally cool. But if you're downloading the podcast, you're devoting a few hours per day to listening to the whole show, which is a different way of listening.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not reflected well in the ratings. We don't get credit for it the way we should.
Oh, if it was, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, stupid.
Can you imagine?
Stupid. And it's not monetized nearly like it should be. I think Smart Mouth is now, you know, sponsoring it and has some ads in there. But, yeah, we've never had more people listen to more of the show than we do now with the podcast. I'm the same way. Like, I'm literally listening to a 13.5-hour podcast on the Sally House on Astonishing Legends, and I can't wait to get in my car. Every time I get in my car, I'm just like, burp, there you go.
We going to do another DGP tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
You at the time in between band practice and your radio show?
I'll make it happen.
Okay.
Depends on how completely drunk and stoned Grace Colombo gets band practice.
Yeah, better watch out for her.
Like, if I have to take care of her,
she's way cooler than all of you guys.
She's like our Joan Jett. It's like, sorry, man, she's pretty messy.
Got to hold her hair over the toilet.
She'll just, like, smash her violin. You suck, Jimmy Griffin.
You guys are a bunch of sellouts. I was in The Wizard of Oz.
I think it's B minor, asshats.
I'm really excited to see her perform. We got to see James this morning, which was cool.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just need Maggie to round out the Columbo Kid trio.
He almost got kicked in the face.
For being so cute?
I would describe it as criminally cute.
I want to hurt cute things. And we're having this, you know, monthly, hey, everyone, yay, 97.1 meeting, and in walks Tony with stupid little James, and he's got a sack full of dinosaurs, and he's walking up to the new saver, he's going, rawr! And I'm like, okay, that's, come on.
Just kids get him out of here.
You're begging for a mouth punch.
Kids that age who've figured out how to wave and how to utilize it, man, that's the best.
You'll never have more power in your life.
Wave, James. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. He knows what's going on. He knows he's cute.
You were a little weird in the meeting.
Was I?
Yeah.
I feel like I really fell flat in that meeting.
Yeah, you did.
Because I didn't know what...
It was your first...
It was my first meeting. I didn't know what to do. And then Jeff's like, hey, tell everybody how the DGS is going.
But you saw Trisha and Katie give their pitches.
But what was I supposed to... I said, hey, DGS is going
good.
We're doing
some stuff. You said like 11 words that didn't really fit together.
That's normal.
You're like, Keebler elf mushroom penis. And they're like, what?
Well, what'd you expect?
Well, actually, those do fit together pretty well.
What was I supposed to say? Just,
you're supposed to give like a state of the...
DGS is going great.
Yeah.
Okay.
You lie like everyone else.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that next time. I'll come with a full prepared speech next time. And I'll stand up on the table. You guys...
Dressed like a founding
just
father.
Wait.
I was born in 1981. That's where the story begins.
You have a full life testimony.
They call me Wiggins.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you didn't make a great first impression.
Well, good thing you guys already all know me. Because if that room had not known me, I would feel real bad right now.
Mm.
I mean, now that you're telling me how bad it was, I do feel bad.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
The best part was that during the meeting, Ryan said, Dave hasn't told me I'm doing bad. And now he is.
On the air.
Right.
In front of everyone. This kind of stuff, the same way I want to kick James Colombo in the face, I want these people to hurt too. Vanna White and Pat Sajak have had only one argument in 36 years. Right there, I hate it.
What was the argument?
Ooh, yeah. What
this
was
is going to make even madder.
I'm not mad at all.
You want to take some shots? Rach, how many arguments have we had?
Today?
We are the anti.
Yeah, the anti-Pat and Vanna.
I have not seen that yet. You guys seem to know each other's thoughts ahead of time.
Oh, you will.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's coming.
You'll know.
There's going to be a big blow up. I'm going to be right in the middle of it because I sit literally between you guys.
I cannot believe you're doing this in front of Ryan.
He's terrible.
Yeah, it's like I'm like Eric Clapton during the Let It Be sessions.
Pretty much.
It's calming you guys, calming the Beatles down.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we're John and Paul.
All right.
You're kind of Yoko.
I'm not breaking the show up.
Pat and Vanna have had only one fight in 36 years over hot dogs. She puts ketchup and mustard on hers while he prefers ketchup only. She thinks that's weird. Mmm.
They hate each other. Are you kidding me? That's what you say when you hate each other.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, we never fight. It's just he only likes ketchup. I think that's kind of weird. That's what you say when, like, every day you're going home to your husband MFing him, you know.
Do they ever talk? Do you think they just don't even associate with each other?
No, yeah.
Clearly, they're miles apart on the show.
Right. I doubt there's any pre-show powwow.
But what if they really are just that pure?
I doubt it. No, Pat Sajak has got a little chip on his shoulder. I like him, but if you look at his Twitter and stuff, he's kind of a snarky guy.
Well,
and you see it on the show.
I've always said he is the unhappiest millionaire with the easiest job of all time. Because he had a late night show for literally about a week. And that's what, like most of us in this business, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be Johnny Carson. He got a chance. He sucked at it. And so he's made more money doing less than anyone in entertainment. And he seems miserable.
They come in and tape that show like once a month, don't
yeah.
they? And they just do every show
yep.
in one day.
Yep.
He looks so disinterested in what he's doing.
He's dead. He's dead inside.
Yeah. He's like, he doesn't even look at the card anymore. So you're a person, right?
But on the flip side, Vanna seems to be having the time of
her life.
She's
still owning
it. Well, she looks incredible. I don't know how old she is.
83.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even better than I thought.
Yep.
But, you know, she's loving it. So I'm sure they're just on two. He's in the North Pole and she's in the South Pole.
Sue Thomas is here. Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Who has been your closest partner in radio?
Oh, Billy Greenwood.
And did were you two Pat and Vanna, or were you Dave and Rach?
Well, we weren't Pat and Vanna. So I guess that leaves me with you two.
You didn't have cute little hot dog arguments? Oh,
well,
Billy, you and your relish.
Yeah, and we were pretty young. So it was a lot of fun.
Were you getting babies? Drunk. Were you like Muppet Babies?
No, we weren't like Muppet Babies.
Sue as a Muppet Baby is the cutest thing I've ever imagined.
No. No.
I'm so mad at Billy Greenwood.
No. I'm older than he is by a little bit. We had a lot of fun, but that is hands down the
person
I've been closest to.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah,
speaking of the word partner,
mm-hmm.
you somehow have referred to your son as your partner several times.
I have noticed that recently
and
as well.
I don't know what it is. You've said just in random breaks, yeah, my partner, Nick. And my dad came to me last night. He's like, hey, you having fun on the show? I said, yeah, that's great. He said, is Dave Glover gay?
just with his son.
That's awesome.
That's right. Rachel.
Why do you ask that? And then he mentioned that. I said, actually, that's true. He does say that.
That's pretty great.
No, that guy he's mentioning is his son, not his gay lover.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, whenever he like goes out of town, Phoebe will be like, what's dad going to do? What's he going to do with that Nick?
Besties.
Yeah, I would be really sad if he moved out. But he won't, so you know, I'm not going to have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Is he bestie enough that he's gonna find a house even near yours? Like, does he consider you his bestie?
I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, we're really super close. Have been literally forever from the word go.
Yeah, you're partners.
Partners. But no, I don't think he's weird like me. I think that if he got a chance to move, even move away, like move cities, I think he would probably do that. So
that's a little sad for you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
330 DGS. Get your tickets to DGS 5. Not too many of them remaining. We did a exclusive t-shirt for that night. I've never been a fan of black t-shirts, but everyone loves them. So this one is black, and it's the really good t-shirt material, not like the Mark Close shirt. It's a thin material that makes my nipples look like corks. So we'll have a bunch of those for sale. I'm sure they'll be very inexpensive too. We just basically want to cover our cost on those. So tickets are $20. They're in the balcony. And you can just pick whatever seat you want. So you want to get there when the doors open and get in the front of the balcony, do it. 971talk.com/DGSLive. So Lady Wiggins is now on Christian Mingle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep, I did it.
What's your name?
I didn't know what name to pick. And Andrew and Rachel told me that I had to be a Nikki.
Okay.
He looks like a Nikki.
Nice call.
Yeah. Nikki. I still use my last name.
Okay. Nikki Wiggins.
Uh-huh.
Niggins.
And I got, that's what we call my brother. His name is also Nick Wiggins. I had to fill out a profile. So I had to make a lot of decisions about who is Nikki Wiggins. And Nikki Wiggins likes magic shows, romantic novels, and thrillers. She loves camping, road trips.
The smell of cocaine.
Yeah, did you put that in there?
Craft beers, sports bars, and hot sauce.
Nice.
Those were all real selections on here that I'm like, okay, I guess we'll just select that. And I've gotten 5 messages from dudes.
Wow. What kind of things are they saying?
They're just saying, hey, what's up? not a whole lot. They're just fishing.
Nice.
Anyone rack. Open with like, what kind of disease do you have?
No, not yet.
She definitely has something.
Yeah. I can't believe.
She doesn't sleep well.
No, she doesn't sleep.
When you look at pictures of real people up against a picture that's clearly an app changing your gender. I can't believe people look at that and think, yeah, I'll hit her up.
I think everyone but me looked realistic.
Yeah.
They look like real people.
True, but when you compare them to real pictures of real dudes.
Well, I mean, look how small his head is.
Right.
Yeah.
You used the photo that we used on the Facebook page, right?
Yeah. Just one photo. I didn't add any others. They're going to be real upset when I show up for those dates, though.
I actually was about 2 blocks away from the studio today, driving in, stopped at a stoplight, and I saw Nikki Wiggins jogging.
Really?
I saw a woman looked almost exactly like you, your girl.
Was she wearing what I wore?
She was wearing something similar.
Yeah?
A hefty sports bra.
She had big carpet smacking boobs like you.
Yeah.
She looked like she hadn't been to bed in a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, I want to take a picture of her, but that always makes me feel weird.
Oh, don't worry. I'm just taking this photo to make fun of you later.
Yeah, exactly.
You should have taken a picture of her so I could put her up on Christian Mingle on my profile. Right.
Don't mind me. You just look like the female version of my 37-year-old male producer.
Okay. Why did we put her on Christian Mingle just to play with those particular people? I mean, that seems like the last crowd that deserves it. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a great point. There was quite a few websites I could have chosen. I don't know why I picked that one.
You want a nice Christian man to fall for the bait.
I would think a Christian man would be intrigued by her dirty, dirty look.
Possibly.
Yeah, because they ask you a lot of questions on that website, too, about like how often do you attend church and stuff. And I kind of went with the not much end of things.
Sure.
Just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
So
she's the bad girl of Christian Mingle.
Exactly. I like her. I think I might ask her out.
Well, the funny thing is we were all joking about it, like, yeah, put it on a dating site. And then the next thing I knew, Ryan had legitimately created this account.
I love it.
He's a man of action.
Taliban was worried, though, because he walked in and saw me on Christian Mingle. And he was serious, too. He's like, Wiggins, you're married,
you okay?
Right?
Things okay?
I said, yeah, but check this out.
Can you, you obviously can't make one for me because people would see right through it.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to agree that quickly. can you do one for Andrew and Tony? Tony will blow up.
Should I put them all on Christian Mingle to see who gets the most hits?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. I can do that. I will do that.
What are you going to do with these guys who, you know, are interested
just
in...
Just date for a little.
We're
not
going to
go out with them for a long time.
I see.
Like, just get a couple meals.
You're just going to see how many hits you get, so who wins versus that.
I think so, but I've got a leg up now, no pun intended, for... I've got an extra day, you know, on these guys.
Yeah, that's true.
But Tony, they're clearly better looking than I am. As a girl, as a guy, that's, you know, we all know that's not true.
But you got the low-hanging fruit thing.
Yes.
That's kind of why I went with the trashy, like, yeah, I love just hanging out at sports bars. And,
that's why I'm here on Christian Mingle.
I didn't realize that was trashy.
Well.
What are you going to say about Tony?
You should make him as, I get to make up the profile?
You should make him as prissy as possible.
Well, what should Tony's name be? Because Rachel had to help me with that.
Tony. Tiffany?
Tiffany's wait, I got to go Heather. Look at, I got to look at the
I was going to say Jasmine.
She. It's got to be a younger name. Tiffany would be more my age. Tony looks like
she could be like
20.
A Kaylee.
Kaylee's good.
Yeah.
Kaylee Colombo.
Ooh, but make it with a K.
With the last name K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just how about to Andrew? It up.
Andrew's just going to be Valerie Bertinelli on Christian Mingle.
You should be like Heifer Von, you know, like.
Oh, no.
You guys make fun of Andrew so much, but he's such a good boy. He's a good boy.
He's having a hard time right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a toothache.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad.
Well, here's the worst part. He said he has to wait till Monday because his dentist is like a guy who's older and has taken the weekend off and doesn't get back till Monday. And I said, what?
You know what made me feel terrible is he could have gotten in this morning, but he wanted to come to the all staff meeting.
Oh,
my
goodness.
And I was like, dude, you did not have to come. He was just doing what he thought the right thing to do was. But it's like, man, we all would have understood.
Get him in here.
Okay.
Yeah, the two worst pains I've had in my life was a toothache and that earache. Way worse than anything else.
He's struggling real bad. Let's bring him in and put him on the radio.
He looks so sad.
Here he is. Valerie Bertinelli.
Are you sure Tony isn't a Catherine? Is that too old of a name?
It's too old for him.
His facial expression is very... Mm.
What's your Christian Mingle name,
she's 23.
Girl name going to be, Andrew? We've got Kaylee Colombo.
Just put it up as Andrew. Let's see what happens.
Just use Andrea. Make it easy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Andrea. I think that's a good one.
Okay.
Someone's going to see. I mean, I know, I feel like, is going to recognize me.
Dave goes, nope, you're hot.
Question.
Don't sweat it.
Wiggins, when you put these on, like, will I have to see his horse t-shirt, or are you going to cut it off at the neck?
Are you on Christian Mingle, like, actively looking?
No, I'm looking at his picture now.
What sort of sight is Sue on?
Because I just think,
to see the horse?
Show me your horse.
I saw the horse t-shirt, I'd be like, say what?
Listen, let's cut out the middleman. Show me the horse.
Well, he said it was going to go in as Andrew.
She was on showmethehorse.com.
Are you saying that's bad?
Put me in as a Werdna.
Werdna?
Yeah.
What?
It's Andrew backwards.
Oh.
I'm going to put you in as real girl.
Yes.
Now, I think you should make him very religious.
He looks religious.
Yeah, give him like Dorcas.
I was thinking, I thought she looked very naive. You know what I mean? I feel
like
she's
a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She's like the anti-Wiggins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to see your
horse.
She's
never had a drop of alcohol in her life.
Now, her and Wiggins are friends, though.
She's had some pizza, though.
Her and Nikki are friends because you know, like, they respect each other, even though they don't really get where the other one is. Like, they don't have a lot of shared life experiences, but they, you know...
Werdna's never ridden a horse in her life.
They've been friends forever. No, she just puts them on her shirt. And that's what Sue's upset about, I think.
Yes.
So how bad's your tooth?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like the worst thing ever. I'm like, I don't even know how to like handle myself. Like, I can't like focus on anything. I just said that you should put me on Christian Mingle's Werdna.
That's a good point.
That's the best I got today.
He took his hat off. That's how dire the circumstances.
I forgot that a hat exists. That's how bad the circumstances are. I forgot that there even is a hat out there. I brought a fun hat today, and I don't.
Gosh, I could have gotten in with Dr. Anna Smith. I think she's off tomorrow, though.
Yeah, that's. I want to see the same guy that.
I can see why he's done so well so far.
Matt on Twitter says Andrew's teethies are hurting for real this time.
Yeah. For real,
I don't like it.
It's a problem because the thing is they didn't hurt before they got fixed. And I was like, oh, this is why I'm scared.
I see why you're
this.
Waiting for him.
but he called me in some heavy duty medications, so we'll see how well that works for me. And I already asked Tony. I was like, do you think I'll be okay? And he's like, oh yeah.
Have you taken it?
No, it's at home.
Have you taken codeine before?
No, I haven't.
Mm.
I broke my collarbone once. Remember this thing? And it looks all weird and you guys got upset?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it bends the other way.
I thought you didn't have one or something.
No, it's that instead of bending this way, it bends out.
I think he was trying to show it to us and he was showing it to us weird and that's why we got upset.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think we really need to pick the reasons we're upset anyway. That you're showing us your clavicle, but
anyway, I got like some sort of a shot
Word
of
nut,
something.
Put it away.
Some sort of a shot of something heavy duty then, and boy howdy, do I remember nothing. I remember being like touched and prodded in the broken bone and just not even recognizing that it was happening. Just like, oh, hello. What are you guys doing? I remember being put to bed because I could not by my parents because I could not function or really walk around a lot.
How'd you break it?
Amateur football excursion.
You mean football?
Yeah, but not like, well, I didn't.
Like, it's not professional?
Oh.
Well, professional football?
I thought that's what knocked you out of the NFL. Okay, now we know.
See, like I said, this is the best I got today. I just clarified for you guys that I did not break my clavicle when I was 18 playing in the NFL.
So I was playing football, but no one was paying me.
So I was playing free football. And I got some guy who was not a big guy, which hurt the ego a little bit. A really tiny guy tackled me to the ground and totally shattered my collarbone. And he was a jerk, too. And then, like, he, like, bragged about it to everybody. He was like, yeah, I broke his collarbone.
Wow, that guy is a jerk.
He's a jerk.
What a bad man.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he's not so tough.
Just a word of advice, though. When you walk in wearing a Stetson cowboy hat and with a shirt with horses on it and stuff, you can't complain about your tooth hurting. There's a dichotomy.
I know. It's hurting the image a little bit, but I can't think about anything else. I need to put the cowboy hat back on.
You gonna wear the cowboy hat to John Wick tonight?
Draw some energy. I still have it. I could wear it.
I think you should.
We're in the back row, so
are we in that? Because I was gonna say, I feel like the people in front, like behind me, would get upset.
You'll only be bugging us. By the way, we have you sitting next to Carl. Is that going to help your tooth or hurt?
It's not going to help it.
Carl's a movie talker, isn't he?
Carl's an everything talker.
Maybe he'll show you the horse.
If you're lucky.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes shy of 4 p.m. We have the think tank coming up at 5. Pardon me, right now we have Senator Jim Talent to help us understand what's going on in the world. Hello, Jim.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I tend to get a little more twisted around, like when we're sending an aircraft carrier group to the Middle East, maybe, than I should. How do you handicap this whole thing going on with Iran? Is it same old, or is there something new to this?
Well, the administration's pressure on Iran, I think, is really hurting them. I mean, their economy's in trouble. They're increasingly isolated. And in addition, I think we're doing a pretty good job of reconstructing a partnership, you know, with Egypt, Jordan, Israel, the Gulf states, et cetera, and isolating them and contesting. So they are trying to prevent us from doing that. I'm assuming that we have intel that there's a higher likelihood of some kind of strike on some American asset. And I think the administration is warning them off with all of this talk. Now, what I don't understand is why we have not had actual, like, briefings or interviews so that, you know, they cut the rest of us in on it and let us know what's going on, at least to the extent that they can. You know, they can't reveal classified sources or the rest of it. But that's my read on it.
So, Jim, I'm going to ask the think tank guys the same question. In the olden days, World War I, World War II, even the Cold War, it seemed that nation states wanted to take over other nation states, take their resources, communism's the way to go. I don't feel like that happens anymore today. Why, it's going to sound so Pollyannish, but why all the fussing? Why all the fighting? Are like Iran, are they just fighting to stay Iran? Or do they really have like some sort of crazy pipe dream hopes of taking over something?
Well, they would like to dominate the Middle East, not necessarily by actual aggression. In other words, taking and annexing territory. But, you know, they're not in control of Iraq, but they have tremendous influence there. They also do in Syria. They do in Yemen. They sponsor Hamas and Hezbollah, which are on the north and the southwest side of Israel. And it's not in the interest of the United States to have an anti-American totalitarian, you know, regime dominate that part of the world. So that strategically is what's working here, Dave. Now, look, I do think, and this is part of the problem because they're not briefing anybody. And so as a result, you know, people start speculating. We're not getting into a land war with Iran. If they try something, and it may be on the embassy, the fact that we evacuated the Iraqi embassy is a sign that maybe that's what the intel is telling us, then what I would expect is airstrikes. And if they try and block the Strait of Hormuz, then I think we're going to keep them from doing it, and we may sink some of their ships. This has happened before. Now, the other thing I point out with this is that we should not have to send an aircraft carrier to the Gulf. We should have an aircraft carrier in the Gulf, which we did on a continuous basis for years and years, except the Navy isn't big enough. And, you know, when you pressure aggressors economically and you're effective doing it, the danger is that they will try and strike back militarily, okay, which is why, as I always say, you know, if you're strong, you deter that sort of thing. That's what we want to do, and they're trying to do it. We don't have the same assets in the region we used to.
So the man of the hour seems to be Bolton. Love him or hate him, even a lot of conservatives are saying that he's too hawkish. What's your read on the man?
I don't think, you know, I've known John Bolton for years. I don't think he is. I think John doesn't speak in the same measured tones as most diplomats. You know, that's really his background, is as a diplomat, but he's unusual in that regard. And, you know, the fascinating thing for Washington watchers is to speculate how the president is maneuvering by having, you know, Bolton go out front and in this way, what the president's doing with this. And I can't tell you. I can say that if they're going to do something militarily, they're going to have to brief the leaders of the Congress. They're going to have to come forward in a more formal way with what's happening. So, you know, this is not something that I would say is totally unexpected, because I think Iran is hurting. And you know, as Churchill said one time, in war or, you know, or even gray wars like this, it's sometimes necessary to take into account the enemy. In other words, they do something in response to what you do. And I think that's the intel we're picking up.
Jim, totally different issue, but I wanted to ask you about it. What's going on in Alabama, now in Missouri, soon in Louisiana, these new, very restrictive abortion laws. You've been through this fight hundreds of times. Every election season it comes up. Do you feel like there's anything different about this? Do you feel like the pro-life people are really going to make a run at Roe this time?
Well, I think, look, with the Supreme Court's decision 40 years ago, leaves very little room in state laws for protection of the interests and the equities of the unborn child in this whole equation. The states are really not allowed much room to balance this. And so when the Supreme Court took this over, which I don't like at all, what it meant was that the states that are interested in changing the law have to get cases before the Supreme Court. And so you get waves of this where states pass laws intending to take it up there and to try and get the Supreme Court to loosen the restraints that their jurisprudence has imposed on the states. That's what I think is happening here. Now, you know, this is the problem. When things can't be resolved in the legislature, we don't, you know, this is going to take years, and the laws will be enjoined, I think, and the cases will work their way up, and the Supreme Court may or may not take them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could just result in these laws being enjoined and no Supreme Court decision, because they don't have to take any case. They have, or there are virtually no cases they
right.
have to take, right? So, I mean, I think if one state sues another, they have to take that case.
Gotcha. Jim, what's your latest article on?
I'm writing one on the trade situation and the broader perspective, which I think is really important to keep in mind, that this trade war is really part of a broader national competition with China. So you can't look at this, and I'm a little concerned because some of the free market people, you know, that normally I'm in sympathy with them, but they're looking at this as if this was like a protective tariff in a typical kind of, you mm-hmm. know, we don't like the French's agricultural policy, so we impose a tariff on France. This is part of a broader national competition. It's a long, deep game, and I think the administration strategy here needs to be supported. Although, you know, we're building an architecture of tools to prosecute this national competition, so there's going to be some trial and error. But I, you know, the Chinese tariffs are different than the tariffs in the other countries. So maybe I won't write the article now since I just said it.
Yeah, no need. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.